From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens is retiring. This gives President Obama a second high court opening to fill. His first was Justice Sonia Sotomayor. With us now in our studios, Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, first of all, how old is Justice Stevens? We've lost Ron Elving in our studios. But the news once again at this hour, Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens is retiring, giving President Obama a second high court opening to fill. His first appointment, Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Justice Stevens had hinted for months that he had wanted to retire, and he had said at least a couple of times that in retiring at this time that he might be able to help preserve the balance of the court, and he said that he would be retiring with the court as the balance of the court is his major interest. Once again now with us in our studios, NPR's Washington editor Ron Elving. And Ron, first of all, how old is Justice Stevens?
Justice Stevens is turning 90 years old this month.
And in particular, what are the implications for the court if Justice Stevens is to retire this term?
It would not be seen as changing the ideological balance of the court because while he is the dean of the liberal branch of the court, it is expected that the president will nominate someone else of similar judicial views.
Now, Justice Stevens had hinted he had wanted to retire, and I mentioned before we started talking that he had talked about maintaining a balance on the court. Is that something that has been important to him, and if so, why?
It is important to him because he feels that the court has moved over the years. He is a Republican. He was appointed by President Ford in 1975 and at that time was thought of as a conservative. But the court itself has changed over the years, and he wanted to maintain what he sees as a centrist position on the court and wanted President Obama to have a chance to name his successor.
Briefly, who would be some of the most likely candidates to replace Justice Stevens or whom the president might nominate in any event?
Leading candidates who are frequently mentioned are Solicitor General Elena Kagan, who is 49 years old, and two judges from the federal appeals bench, Merrick Garland, who is 57, and Diane Wood, who is 59. Those are considered attractive ages for Supreme Court nominees.
Thank you very much, Ron Elving, NPR's Washington editor. We appreciate talking with you. Rescuers have had to pull out of a West Virginia coal mine again. They've been looking for four miners trapped since an explosion on Monday. A federal mine safety official tells us that one rescue chamber was found unused, and there is one rescue chamber left. If that proves to be unused, hope will dim seriously that the miners can be found. This is NPR News. Relatives in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, crying for their loved ones killed in Kyrgyzstan's street protests against a president widely seen as autocratic and heavy-handed in dealing with dissent. Kyrgyzstan's president refuses to resign, even as the opposition says it's forming an interim government ahead of elections. NPR's David Green is in the capital, Bishkek. He says that even with the grief, the city's mood is, however, starting to improve.
One of the things you read about when you're coming to Bishkek is that this is a city full of energy. You didn't really feel that over the last few days. It was a city living in fear, and the people who were on the streets were, you know, many of them doing damage. There were a lot of looters. Then, of course, the major protests with guns being fired to break up the protests. So it was a lot of fear, and today's very different. I'm looking right now at, in the main square, you know, groups of children, 4 or 5, 6 years old, wandering around with their families, couples holding hands. Feels like a city that wanted to come back outside. So while there is a lot of political activity, I think this is a city that wants to take the streets back and feel like they're able to live again.
That's NPR's David Green reporting from Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan. The Government Accountability Office says the Mineral Management Service in the U.S. is not correctly taking into account environmental effects of offshore oil drilling leases in Alaska. The GAO says the service has not provided consistent policy or guidance to staff members doing environmental reviews of drilling. And it says that leaves the Mineral Management Service open to litigation and charges of misconduct. The agency says it will make changes. Environmental groups say the GAO report proves the service has made poor decisions. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.